SBS Radio.
Napagalaman sa isang ulat na tumaas ng husto ang sahod ng mga chief executive. Ito inuugnay ng bahagya sa mga performance bonuses. Ito ang naging dahilan para sa mga panawagan para magtakda ng pinakamataas na halaga o cap para sa sahod ng mga chief executive. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Biwa Kwan na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Kailangang magtrabaho ng 69 na taon ang pangkaraniwang manggagawang Australianong may pangkaraniwang sahod na $55,000 o $50,063 bawat taon upang matanggap ang halaga ng may pinakamataas na sahod ng isang chief executive sa Australia sa isang taon. Ang chief executive ng Domino's Pizza Group, si Don May, ang naitala na nakatanggap ng may pinakamataas na sahod. Ito ay ayon sa ulat na binuo ng Australian Council of Superannuation Investors. Siya ay kumita ng $36.8 milyong noong nakarang taon o nakatanggap ng sahod ng $142,000 sa isang araw o bawat araw noong taong 2017. Kahit pa ang punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull ay nagkulat. Sa panayam sa Radio 3AW sa Melbourne, sinabi niyang di niya mapagtanto ang laki ng halaga.
That's extraordinary.
He's top of the executive list.
Yeah, well, I find the big executive salaries extraordinary. And as someone who's most of his life has worked for in businesses that I've either owned or been a partner in, I find the amount of the pay rates of people working for a lot of big public listed companies extraordinarily high.
Ang Australian Council of Superannuation Investors ay binuo ng industry superannuation funds upang ma-monitor ang pamumuno at kalakaran at pamantayan o ethical standards ng mga negosyo kung saan namumuhunan ang mga super funds. Minimonitor nito ang sahod ng mga chief executives o minonitor nito ang sahod ng mga chief executives nitong huling 17 taon. Ayon sa chief executive ng nasabing grupo, Australian Council of Superannuation Investors, Louise Davidson, ang pagtaas ng halaga sa sahod nitong taon ay nasa 12.4% sa pangkaraniwang sahod ng isang chief executive nitong huling 17 taon at ang pinakamataas na pagtaas sa halaga simula noong taong 2007 nang naganap ang pandaigdigang krisis pampinansyal.
CEO salaries have always been way above what average workers get paid, but I think that the current environment, which brings together that flat wage growth along with record levels of distrust of business by the community, I think that's potentially spells trouble for business, because it's an environment such as that where you might end up with the possibility of big increases in the amount of regulation that are placed on business around the way they pay their CEOs, for example.
Ang mga tinatag na bonus payments ay tumaas ng may higit na 18% kung saan isa sa bawat 3 chief executive mula sa top 100 listed companies sa Australian Stock Exchange ang nakatanggap ng may halos 80% ng maximum na halaga ng mga bonuses. Ayon kay Louise Davidson, masyadong mabilis ibinibigay ang mga bonus.
So whereas we would expect bonuses to be paid for a service above and beyond your ordinary work. In this case, there were only 6 CEOs out of 100 who did not get a bonus. And so that leads us to question how rigorous the targets are that are set for bonuses, and also the extent to which boards are really, scrutinising and really being tough about whether or not people are achieving those targets.
Sa Australia, ang mga shareholder ay nabigyan ng kapangyarihang iprotesta o magprotesta laban sa halaga ng sahod ng mga chief executive. Sa ilalim ng isang pag-amyenda sa Corporations Act, ang isang protest vote ng 25% o higit pa Sa dalawang magkasunod na taon ng pagpupulong o annual general meeting, laban sa pagpapatupad ng tinatawag na remuneration report, ay maaaring magbigay daan sa isang tinatawag na boardroom spill. Ani Louis Davidson, habang ito isang magandang resulta, maaaring mas makabubuti kung susundin ng Australia ang ipinatutupad na modelo sa Britanya.
Yes, I think the two strikes rule has been very effective at moderating the increase in executive pay, but it's not a binding rule. So obviously companies take it into account, but they don't have to be bound by it. Whereas in the UK, for example, there is now a requirement for companies to be bound by the way shareholders vote on remuneration reports.
Ay naman sa kalihim ng Australian Council of Trade Unions, Sally McManus, nais na makita ang karagdagang hakbang upang malimita ang sahod ng mga chief executive.
And that if you wanted to put in place a law like other countries are considering, where you have a ratio of how much CEOs should be paid compared to your average worker, that would mean real change. That would be a big step forward. But that's not something that anyone's even considering at the moment.
Naniniwala si Malcolm Turnbull na sa huli ang mga shareholder ang maaari at dapat kumilos.
Well, it is a free market, but shareholders, I think, are increasingly objecting to it. And I think you're seeing more activism, and that's the way it should go. And they've got the ability, of course, to reject the remuneration packages.
Ayon sa mga taga-organisa ng nasabing survey, na sinabi nila na naging mahirap upang suriin ang pagkapantay-pantay sa sahod sa pagitan ng kababaihan at kalalakihan o gender pay equality, kung saan siyam lamang ng mga chief executive ang kababaihan sa 200 pinakamalaking kumpanya. Ayon sa Australian Council of Superannuation Investors, sa 100 pinakamalaking kumpanya, mas marami pang bilang ng mga chief executive ang nagngangalang Andrew kung ihahambing sa bilang ng mga kababaihang nanunungkulang chief executive.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.